All right, good vach. This is Yisachar Wartell, and we are working our way through Yetziat Mitzrayim. We have the final three plagues with Parshat Bo. Once again, this year is sponsored in loving memory of Sarah Bala Bat Menachem Mendel, may her neshama have an aliyah. So now, the three makos that we have in this week's Parsha are Arbeh, which is locust, special type of locust, Choshech, which is a special type of darkness, and Makat Bechorah, which is the death of the firstborn. So constantly throughout this episode of all the 10 plagues, Hashem is constantly hardening Paro's heart. Now, in the first pasuk of this week's parasha, Hashem tells Moshe, Bo al Paro, ki ani hichbadati et libo, ve'et lev avadav. Come to Paro, because I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants. Now, we often translate hichbadati as I have hardened, yet it should actually be made or written as I have made heavy. Now, the lesson of Kaved is interesting, because throughout the story of the Makot, we have both the roots of Chazak, which means strong or to strengthen, and Kaved, which means heavy. So the latter, is Kaved, is used more frequently, but they're both used. So why are both terms used? And why specifically here does he use the term, and in most cases, use the term Kaved, which means heavy, rather than Chazak, which means strong? Now, interestingly enough, we see this root of Kaveh occurring in many other crucial places as well. In fact, the first time it's used it's used in the causative form in Sefer Shemot when Paro states that he will make the Jewish workload more heavy, as it states, Tit Chabad Ha'avodah Anashim. And there it's fitting use because there it actually is heavy. And I will make the work heavier upon the men. Now, Paro is the first one to, in a sense, make things heavier for the Jewish people, make things more difficult for them, or sometimes literally more heavy, they have to carry a bigger burden. So therefore, Hashem punishes him, Mida Keneged Mida. Just as you, Paro, made things heavy for the Jewish people without them having a say in the matter, so too will I do to your heart. Now, the next use of the root Kaved is actually quite fascinating and often overlooked. It contains in Moshe's mother's name. Her name is Yocheved, right? Which literally means Hashem will honor, but can also mean Hashem will make heavy, right? Only somebody who recognizes that heavy and difficult times come from Hashem can have someone, have a son like Moshe Rabbeinu, and also, of course, Aaron and Miriam, right? She was able to realize that Hashem can save in all circumstances, and that there's always a possibility of hope, and that Hashem will fulfill his promise. Now, her son Moshe will become instrumental in Hashem utilizing this heaviness against Paro as a means of salvation to get them out. Now, the salvation process primarily begins with the Makot, all which have different symbolisms, of course, and are established in many different groupings, usually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and either 7, 8, 9, 10, or 7, 8, 9, and 10 being set aside, Makot Bechorah, in its own right. So keeping it to the latter one, we have 7, 8, 9 being grouped together, as they are in this week's although they're not in this week's Parsha, because 7 is in the last week's Parsha, but nevertheless, 7, 8, 9 are a series. Now, by Barad, hail, the seventh makah, it's referred to as Kaved Me'od, very heavy. And it's no coincidence that it's after this plague that Paro explains, Chatati, I have sinned. Right? There was something, there's many, many commentaries about why Dafka, it was the sin of the hail that made him say that, but there was something stirring inside of him. The severity or heaviness of the plague struck a chord with his own heaviness, but he couldn't quite recognize it. And it's also symbolized in the description of the Barad as referred to immediately following the words Kavod Ma'od, Kavod Ma'od, which is very heavy, are the words Asher lo haya kamohu b'Mitzrayim. There was nothing like it in Mitzrayim. This hail was something unrecognizable. It was not truly clear what it was. It was fire and ice, but it was something that they had never seen before. Now we see the same pattern by Arbeh, by locusts, where the Torah also used the lashon Kavod Ma'od. It was a very heavy plague. It was swarms and swarms like they've never seen before. It refers to also an unrecognizability on an even greater level. The pasuk says, "V'lo yuchal l'rot et ha'aretz." They would not even be able to see the land. Not only are the locusts a unique type, which the Medrash explains had special talons and looked like lions, whatever the explanation is, the different types of locusts they've never seen before, but not it will be so incredibly thick. The locust cloud would be so thick they wouldn't be able to see the land around them. Now by the Makom Choshech, they couldn't see at all. Right now, the Torah does not use the term Kaved Me'od, but it's certainly implied that there's nothing heavier than this darkness. Right, that they couldn't even move. Right, he says Mamasha Choshech. It became Mamasha. It had substance to it. Right, not only could they not see, they couldn't move. Right, And then the final strengthening of Paro's heart, which was the 10th one, which connects to the 7th, 8, and 9, is where Paro exclaims, Al tosif lirot pana, you shall no longer continue to see my face. Paro was done not being able to see, and he went through the same for Moshe. Now, Paro could not truly see what was really happening, right? He had some idea, there is a powerful God of the Jews, he wanted vengeance, he wanted them whatever to leave, whatever it was, many different commentaries what exactly it was, right? But he couldn't grasp the whole picture. Just as the Jewish people couldn't understand why they had to be in Mitzrayim, why they were suffering, why they were beaten. But by the 10th Makkah, things started to become clear. The Jewish people understood that there was really now time to truly leave Mitzrayim and never return. And they put their faith in Kodesh Baruch Hu by the Karban Pesach and applying of its blood on the doorpost. And Paro in the mainstream could now see everything that unfolded, that things were part of some divine plan, whether they fully understood it, it's a separate matter, and that the Jews ultimately were really leaving this time. There's nothing they could do, and it was all happening through the hand of God. Now, the heaviness of the Egyptian exile was over, right? And the heaviness of Paro's heart ultimately sank with devastating weight, as would the people very shortly in the Yom Suf. Yet the situation still had to be kaved me'od. It had to be very heavy. Not only did it have to be heavy, but it had to be very heavy. Why specifically very heavy? These words kaved me'od are numerically equal to 71, which is male, which means full or complete. It was a complete measure. The previous mako were full measures of punishment, but the overall punishment and primary mission was still far from complete, right? And what does that mean? After Bnei Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, the Torah writes, "V'chizakti et leiv Paro v'radaf acharehem v'ikabda b'paro v'v'chol chilo v'yadim Mitzrayim k'ini Hashem." Hashem said, "Wait, the work's not done. I may have made things kaved, but the whole thing needs to be kaved ma'od. Each plague in its own right was kaved ma'od, but now I need to make the whole situation completely heavy, where they're going to think they're going to be gone completely, right? I have to harden Paro's heart one more time. He's going to chase after Bnei Yisrael, and Hashem is going to be honored through Paro and all of his army, and Mitzrayim will know for sure that he is Hashem." Now, the word here for used for strengthen now is chizakti, right? So now they use the lashon of chazak, right, as opposed to kaved, right? But the word kaved is, in fact, still used, but it's used as honor, as vikavda, right? So perhaps Hashem is hinting by placing a finally heavy stumbling block in Paro's heart. You can't turn back from this one, Paro. You can't turn back. There's no coming back. It's over. And this pasuk appears again in a very similar nature. When Israel is about to cross the Yom Suf, it says v'hikavda. And the very next pasuk, Hashem states, "V'yadu Mitzrayim k'ani Hashem b'chvaradi Paro b'chvor b'rab parashav." Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem because I have v'hikavti b'paro, right? Which is kind of like a double lashon, right? I have been honored, and I have also been honored through the hardening of Paro's heart with his chariots and his horsemen. This language is clearly causative. It's already clear from the pasuk that Hashem will be glorified. So therefore, it can be reread because it's telling us something different that we didn't know before. We already know Hashem is going to be glorified by the miracles at the Yom Suf. So what's it saying? "And Mitzrayim will know that I am Hashem on account of placing the heaviness in Paro's hearts and the heaviness in the chariots and the horsemen, that there is no turning back. They had their chance, and Hashem hardened their hearts one last time so that there was no turning back, and everything was male, it was final." Right? So it was very heavy. So heavy that many of the Egyptians stank like stones, and obviously the more wicked ones were tossed to and fro before they died in the Yom Suf. Now, interesting, a couple other notes. The dual usage of the Ritz Chazak and Kaved, you know, how they're different, is a whole subject in of its own right. But it's interesting to note that the notion of Chazak appears in three specific contexts. One is the Yad Chazaka that Hashem used to take Bnei Israel out of Mitzrayim. One is the strengthening of Paro's heart. And the third context, in relation to the first, is the Pasuk, "V'tichazak Mitzrayim al ha'am," and Mitzrayim will impose its strength upon the nation. Speaking of the Egyptians ironically forcing the nation out of the land so as not to be punished any longer. So this is somewhat of a series, right? You have a description of Hashem's plan for strengthening, Mitzrayim actually being strengthened, and then Mitzrayim actually doing the strengthening. And the next time we see the phrase Kaved Me'od is much later on, but not too later on, by the Erev Rav. And that's fitting because they were heavy, because they dragged the Jewish people down. They got rid of the heaviness of Egypt, but there was still some lingering heaviness, you know, that was to them before, and that was the Erev Rav that was with them. They were heavy for the Jewish people. They were a source of rebellion and Tsuris by the golden calf and many other incidents, and this weighed Bnei Israel down. So even though they were truly free from the heaviness of Yetziat Mitzrayim, certainly by the Yom Suf, they still had this element with them. They had this slave mentality. They had the Erev Rav, and ultimately that had to be purified so then from sinking down, they were able to rise back up And they had to sink a few times and, kind of bob up and down. And eventually they got raised up to make Aliyah, so to speak, to ultimately get to the land of Israel to inherit it in the days of Yehoshua. So hopefully that was clear enough. I realize there's a lot of concepts there, but feel free to put forth any questions and I'll do my best to answer them. Wishing you all Shabbat Shalom.